Harry shook hands again and again. Doris Crockford kept coming back for more. A pale young man made his way forward very nervously. One of his eyes was twitching.
"Professor Quirrell," said Hagrid. "Harry, Professor Quirrell will be one of your teachers at Hogwarts."
"P-p-potter,"
stammered Professor Quirrell, grasping Harry's hand.
"Can't to tell you how pleased I am to meet you."
"What sort of magic do you teach, Professor Quirrell?"
"The defence against the dark arts," muttered Professor Quirrell, as though he'd rather not think about it. "Not that you need it, eh, Potter?"
He laughed nervously.
"You'll be getting all your equipment, I suppose. I've got to pick up a new book on vampires myself."
He looked terrified at the very thought. But the others wouldn't let Professor Quirrell keep Harry to himself. It took almost 10 minutes to get away from them all. At last, Hagrid managed to make himself heard over the babble.
"Must get on. Lots to buy. Come on, Harry."
Doris Crockford shook Harry's hand one last time, and Hagrid led them through the bar and out into a small walled courtyard where there was nothing but a trash can and a few weeds. Hagrid grinned at Harry.
"Told you, didn't I? Told you was famous. Even Professor Quirrell was trembling to meet you. Mind you, he's usually trembling."
"Is he always that nervous?"
"Oh, yeah. Poor bloke. Brilliant mind. He was fine while he was studying out of books, but then he took a year off to get some first-hand experience. They say he met vampires in the Black Forest, and there was a nasty bit of trouble with a hag. Never been the same since. Scared of the students, scared of his own subject. Now, where's me umbrella?"
"Vampires? Hags?" Harry's head was swimming. Hagrid, meanwhile, was counting bricks in the wall above the trash can.
"Three up, two across," he muttered. "Right, stand back, Harry."
He tapped the wall 3 times with the point of his umbrella. The brick he had touched quivered. It wriggled. In the middle, a small hole appeared. It grew wider and wider. A second later, they were facing an archway, large enough even for Hagrid, an archway onto a cobbled street that twisted and turned out of sight.
"Welcome," said Hagrid, "to Diagon Alley."
He grinned at Harry's amazement. They stepped through the archway. Harry looked quickly over his shoulder and saw the archway shrink instantly back into solid wall. The sun shone brightly on a stack of cauldrons outside the nearest shop. "Cauldrons, all sizes, copper, brass, pewter, silver, self-stirring, collapsible," said a sign hanging over them.
"Yeah, you'll be needing one," said Hagrid, "but we got to get your money first."